We're going to have a moment to share a children's message, and Elder Merv Munster's leading us. Any of the children are welcome forward.
And I'm going to have you sit over on Pastor's pew here, because I need to face that way. You'll see why just in a minute. First, I have a sign I want to show you. Can you read it? What does it say? You realize that when you look at something, you actually see it that way? You might think it's upside down. It is. But it's also backward. That's easy to read. But when you're looking, there are little lenses in our eyes that make us see it that way. Let me explain. I've got a lens here that will do the same thing. I'm going to form an image, but before I do that, I'm going to have Pastor make it darker so it makes it easier to see. And I'm going to get an image of the doorway, if we can get it there. Can you see the door? Mm-hmm. It's there a little bit. Okay, and you can see the red sign. Can you see it there? There it is. And if Pastor waves, you can even see him waving maybe a little bit. It's hard to see him. But he's upside down. And if we had him point over to the organ, to get it again, he's pointing the wrong direction. Everything is reversed. Okay, we'll let him put the lights back on. So, that's how you see things. Upside down and backwards. Because the lenses in our eyes do that. But God gave us a nice brain to take everything and flip it around so we see things right. It'd be kind of hard if everything was still upside down and backwards. You'd have to look down to see the sky. Or if you wanted to be careful going down the steps, you'd have to put your head up. That sounds crazy. Okay. When God first made people, they could understand just what God wanted. That was pretty good. They could do what God wanted. But it didn't take long, and sin came along. And sin is kind of like a lens. It takes what God wants, and it flips it upside down and backwards. So we want to do kind of the opposite of what God wants. For example, God tells us to love one another. We might do that. But have you ever had a brother or sister just kind of punch you? I had an older brother. He did that a lot. And when they do that, what do you want to do? Punch them back? Harder or softer? Harder. I did. And then what would they do? Punch you back again? Harder. And it doesn't take long and there's a fight. I know there's a lot of fights between my brother and I, and I always lost because he was bigger. God also tells us to forgive one another. But there were times I didn't want to forgive, especially my brother. And I would stew about that and think about it and get madder and madder. It's called holding a grudge. I don't know if you've ever done it, but I bet all the adults here have. Anybody held a grudge before? Oh, look at the hands go up. The problem with the grudge is you keep thinking about it, you get madder. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't make you happy. In fact, it can make you sick. It's almost like you're beating yourself up, giving yourself a bloody nose and a black eye, hoping to hurt someone else. It's kind of dumb. It doesn't work. But we do it all the time. Sin flips what God wants and turns it upside down and backwards. God tells us he loves sinners, but he hates sin. We even take that and flip it upside down and backwards. Yeah, we might love some sinners, other people, but we especially, there are some people that might be different. We hate them. But yet, sometimes we also love sin. Not all sin, especially the sins other people do. But there are probably sins that we commit that we like. I remember when I was about your age, I could sit in church and kind of play a game with my eyes that no one could see. I could look at the pastor when he was in the front, and I could make him separate. I think there are people that have done that here. There were even candles on each side. And you could make those switch. And the fun part was trying to get them to touch. Could do that. I was doing that rather than listening. And I love my little sin, my little secret sin. We all have little secret sins, things that we like, that we don't want to stop doing. We might make excuses, oh, I need to do that, or that's just the way I am, or it's not that big a sin. But yet, we still do it. Bad news is, we all sin. And we don't have a brain to flip it around to do God's will all the time. The good news is God still loves us, and he wants to forgive us, and he does forgive us. Just a few minutes ago, we had the confession here. We confessed our sins, and we heard God's forgiveness announced. Comes each Sunday. For me, that's one of the best parts of the service. And God forgives us again and again. So I have a challenge for you this week. Each day, maybe at night before you go to bed, or in the morning when you get up, I want you to take a little time, confess what you've done wrong. You don't have to use any special words. Just ask God to forgive you, and he will. That way you can start a whole new day fresh anew, and then do it again the next day. So every day is new. Sounds kind of fun. We'll let you go back to your seat. Thank you.